Welcome back to the second hour of today's Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, your guest host, Dr. H. Ruat, coming to you live from Northern Utah. Oh, yes. Again, thanks for listening. And I have to assume that if you're listening to this for the first time, like the people that heard my presentation Saturday, they all had tons of questions. How can you prove what you're saying? What's your evidence? Well, again, I can't prove the sun's going to come up tomorrow. We believe it will. It's always been that way. But really, I'm fairly sure my information is right. I mean, 99.99% sure. So let me give you some hard facts, folks, because I'm sure, like the good folks that came up and mobbed me after the presentation. How do you know you can't catch a virus? This is revolutionary. And we actually, I got to tell you, I had individuals there from large bio labs who'd heard that I was going to be presenting. These were people with advanced degrees. Utah, especially in a place called Lehigh, Utah is now called Silicon Slopes because it's high tech. A lot of Bill Gates, Microsoft's and people are there doing artificial intelligence research, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very high tech. So I had some of these biotech researchers coming. They said to take notes and then just really take me apart in social media. But at least they came up and said, wait a minute, if what you're saying is true, let's prove it. How do you make these declarations? I said, okay, well, because in my presentation, I said, it's just part of the medical record. They said, show me. And so I sat down with them and I showed them. And I'm going to do the same thing for listeners today. Just don't take my word for it. Here is the research. And when I shared this with them, their eyes literally bugged out. And wow, it's in the medical journals, the medical research, folks. Just because you haven't been exposed to it by the mainstream media doesn't mean it doesn't exist. In the year 1919, the early part of the winter of 1919, of course, millions of people were dying from the so-called Spanish influenza. The Spanish flu was a major pandemic. Yes, people were dropping dead, mostly very healthy, vibrantly healthy individuals. For the most part, it didn't kill this mystery virus, whatever you want to call it. Didn't really kill a lot of elderly, infirm people. It was mostly the fit and healthy people aged 20 to 35 years of age. That's in the medical record. So the U.S. Navy, the United States government primarily, began to pull out all stops with all scientific research at their disposal to try and figure out what caused this, and more importantly, how bacteria or what, you know, they really didn't know what viruses were back then. They called all things toxic virus. Virus is Latin for poison, okay? But they really hadn't seen a virus particle until 1938, until the electron microscope was invented. But they called bacteria all kinds of viruses back then, even as poison, just killers. So this Dr. Milton Rosenau, MD, basically is the equivalent of the head of the Surgeon General of the U.S. today. Dr. Milton J. Rosenau was the chief leading expert on infectious diseases. And so he was commissioned by the government, no expense stop, just find out really definitively what causes these diseases to be spread. And so that's what he was charged with doing, to prove it scientifically. Do face masks work? Because again, what is out of the playbook today by the epidemiologists, the offices governed by the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act, is right out of the 1918 pandemic playbook. Social distancing, 6 feet, masks, all these things, you know, are part of the emergency response in 1918. But according to the research by Dr. Milton J. Rosenau, in 1919, he found that's not at all effective. And here's, and this is what I shared with these biotech geeks Saturday. I'll share it with you for what it's worth. Milton Rosenau had 100 Navy, active duty Navy personnel. Extremely physically fit individuals. They were given an examination. The physical examination had absolutely no traces of any disease state, influenza or otherwise. And so they were not ordered to do so. They were asked to volunteer. Some of these 100 individuals stepped forth and said, I lost a brother, or I lost a close friend to this disease. I'll sacrifice my health to find out and do what I can to advance science. So they step forth willingly. And those are true American heroes, those 100 Navy personnel. And so Dr. Rosenau did his studies in an island area in the Boston Harbor, a hospital facility set up specifically to find this information. How specifically is this killer virus, they call it virus, but it was bacterial, how does it spread? And let me just go through, this is quite a detailed report. It is in the medical record, ladies and gentlemen. And since Dr. Rosenau published this, it has been replicated in the 20s, 30s, and 40s many times. It's absolutely part of the record. And Anthony Fauci and these other miscreants, if they don't know about it, they need to be there to be butt kicked because it's part of the record. They should know about it. I submit they have to know about it. They're just lying to the American public, all right? Most people, and especially most medical doctors, bless their hearts, are totally ignorant of Dr. Rosenau's experiments. Okay? Ignorance of this is widespread, and that's excusable, but remaining ignorant is not. All right? That's called stupidity. When you give the facts given to you and you ignore them, that's plain out stupidity, and there's no excuse for stupidity. You can't solve that problem, all right? Here's what happened. Dr. Rosenau, first in his published paper, he explained who his team of physicians were. These are, folks, these are the top flight, top echelon of American research scientists and surgeons. These are absolutely the best of the best. The cream de la cream, the cream of the crop. This is absolutely scientific method controlled experiments. Here's what happened. Quote, he explains that my team proceeded rather cautiously at first by administering a pure culture of the bacillus of influenza called Pfeiffer's bacillus in a rather moderate amount into the nostrils of a few of the 100 volunteers. And they monitored them for 3 days, 72 hours. None of the volunteers came down with the flu. So he next obtained the extractions from the lungs of recently deceased young flu victims. Okay? They went and surgically extracted fluid from the lungs of dead victims. He then lined up 19 of the 100 volunteers and used an atomizer to spray the suspensions of these flu extractions right into the noses and into the eyes and back into the throats of 19 of 100 Navy volunteers. I submit that these 19 volunteers, they said, oh, I'm going to get sick. But I'm okay with that. I'm sacrificing myself to find out and further science. None, folks, none of the 19 volunteers contracted the flu. None. Dr. Rosenau then obtained more mucus secretions from the mouth and nose and throat and bronchial passages of currently living persons. They thought, well, maybe after death, the material, the bacilli, the nasties, they're not functional anymore after death. So that's what he reasoned. So I'm going to give it from live people that are critically ill and not yet died. So they transferred that to the volunteers by spraying the infected phlegm directly into each nostril and into the throat, and while breathing it in, into the eyes itself. None of the volunteers got sick with that. Those are, my goodness, now they're down to, they've used about 30, 35 of the 100 volunteers. Okay, next, Dr. Rosenau's team, they used cotton swabs. Yeah, folks, imagine exactly the same type of thing. They took the cotton swabs clear up as far as up the nasal passage as they could get, brought the infected material directly from the nose to the nose, and then from throat to throat using what's called a West tube for the throat culture. They had 19 more volunteers for that. So only from the tonsils, but up from the posterior nasal pharynx. That's the upper nose where they test for PCR tests. Shove that thing clear up your nose. They transferred that swab to swab. None of the 19 volunteers got sick. This is in the medical record, folks. This is absolutely a table shown. It is unbelievable when you really see it. Dr. Rosenau was shocked. He explains that, quote, our next experiment consisted in injections of blood directly. Oh, yeah? We took five donors, five cases of influenza in what's called the febrile stage, some of them really quite early in the disease. We drew 20 cc's from the arm vein of each, making a total of 100 cc's, 20 cc's from five people, which then was mixed in the centrifuge and treated with 1% of sodium citrate to basically preserve it. Immediately, 10 cc's of the citrated whole blood were injected into each of 10 volunteers. None of them took sick in any way. You think this is so unbelievable, it's hard, you know, when I talk about this, people look, wait a minute. But it's true, folks, it's in the record. But then he said, Dr. Rosenau, well, he's been in this now 2 weeks, going to the third week. I says, quote, then we collected a lot of mucus material. Now, this is kind of gross, folks. They collected the mucus expectorant from the upper respiratory tract and filtered it through Mandler filters. While these filters will hold back the bacteria of ordinary size, they will allow all ultra-microscopic organisms to pass through. The filtrate was then directly injected into 10 volunteers, each one receiving 3.5 cc's subcutaneously, and none of these took sick in any way. That is incredible. So this is now going into February of 1919. Dr. Rosenau then said, okay, as they regrouped and took notes, They couldn't cause sickness by directly passing. So they came up with, they says, well, it must be then from direct contact, direct human contact. So we had the last 10 volunteers engage in social contact with persons infected and in hospital beds with influenza. There was a hospital there in Boston that had 30 hospital beds with individuals critically ill from this so-called influenza. Here's what, it's in the record, let me write it, direct quote. The volunteer, the Navy volunteer, was led up to the bedside of the sick patient. He was introduced. He sat down alongside the bed of the patient. They shook hands, and by prior instructions, the volunteer got as close as he conveniently could, and they talked for 5 minutes. At the end of the 5 minutes, the patient was instructed to breathe out and cough as hard as he could while the volunteer, nose to nose, mouth to mouth, in accordance with his instructions, no further away than 2 inches between the two, received the expired breath and at the same time was breathing in as the patient breathed out. This they repeated 5 times, and they did it fairly faithfully in almost all of the instances. This is 10 in volunteers, folks. And they went, again, to every one of the person, the people, the 30 people in this hospital quarantine room. And the record goes on and repeats, quote, after they had done this for 5 times with each of the 30 patients, the 10 volunteers, the patient coughed directly into the face of the volunteer, face to face, 5 different times. After our volunteer had had this sort of contact with the patient, talking and chatting and shaking hands with him for 5 minutes and receiving his breath 5 times, and then his cough 5 times directly into his face, he moved to the next patient whom we had selected and repeated this and so on until the volunteer had had that sort of contact with all 30 different cases of influenza in different stages of the disease, mostly fresh cases, none of them more than 3 days old. It is in the record. We note that each of the 10 volunteers had that sort of intimate contact with each one of the 30 different influenza patients. These 10 volunteers were watched carefully in quarantine for 7 days, and none of them took sick in any way. Here's what Dr. Rosenau wrote about this experiment, these groups of experiments. Quote, as a matter of fact, we entered the outbreak with a notion that we knew the cause of the disease, and we were quite sure we knew how it was transmitted from person to person. What I must say is this. If we have learned anything, it is this. We are now not sure at all what we think we know about the disease. Close quote. Folks, how clear does it get? I mean, this is in the medical record. Do you see? Dr. Rosenau didn't stop there, so he went and did more investigative pathology. And I have a copy of the book that came out of his really this, his team's research, because this was actually put into book form and presented in a ceremony at the Rose Garden to President Woodrow Wilson in 1921. The book is called simply The Horrors of Vaccination, because you see what they come up with conclusively. This pandemic was caused by a poisoned vaccine needle, folks. That is in the record. That has been immediately, you know, not talked about. That has been covered over. And I submit that changes everything. Again, this is why I go back to telling you, read the Virus Mania book, especially Chapter 7. Chapter 7 documents what was going on in 1918 in the summer months. You see, the Rockefeller Institute was manufacturing hundreds of millions of vaccine doses. I talked about in the first hour that smallpox vaccines in 1895, again, Rockefeller Labs, had made it mandatory government to have smallpox vaccinations, and there was a huge amount of death and destruction because of it, and they scaled it back. But it's still part of the Supreme Court ruling that mandatory vaccinations are legal by the government in order to protect interstate commerce. Okay? It's all about money. The key thing, I'm telling you folks, this 1918 killer disease was caused by some very toxic vaccinations. Now, when I, again, these individuals that I shared this with were like, really? Vaccines back then? Oh, yeah. In 1918, this was really the golden year of the vaccine by the Rockefeller Institute. Let me tell you, when I come back out of the break, I'll tell you why. Imagine the average city dweller in America received 24 vaccines that year. I'll explain why. 24 of them. I wonder why people drop dead. Well, folks, the story behind the story is that. This is the Power Hour. We'll be right back after these messages. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Ruot. Don't go away.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We know you like savings, and we know you like Strauss. Strauss Natural Products, 10% off this entire week. From now through this Sunday, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get a 10% discount on all our Strauss products. Right now through the end of the week or online at thepowermall.com. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compound. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Each and every one of you are very special to us here at the Power Hour, which is why we offer this special for you. Now through the Sunday, 10% off all Good Health Naturally products at thepowermall.com. That's right, all Good Health Naturally products are 10% off all week long. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or online at our newly designed thepowermall.com store. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday.
I hope we're back. internet is so fuzzy, even my cell phone coverage is acting funny. But I'm hoping we're coming through fine. Folks, yes, this is critical information. I hope you get a handle on this. You see, when you realize that the entire reason for being, as far as the epidemiologists, of the different states and the Declaration of Emergency Powers Act. It's ridiculous. There is no influenza being passed by what is being told by direct contact. No need to restrict people's breath. No need to have social distancing. Nonsense. It's in the medical record. So, what caused it? Well, again, folks, follow the train theory. And the train theory simply says you've got to keep the blood, the cells, the cellular terrain, interstitial fluid, pure. Don't have toxins that don't belong there. And, again, the whole premise of naturopathy is our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made by a divine, loving creator. That's the very basic premise. You see, so we have to understand that by, you know, herbs and medicines naturally are the best healing agents to cleanse the body of toxins, to keep the terrain pure and healthy is the desire. And so you don't subscribe to seasonal influenza shots or childhood vaccinations. That's ridiculous. Because, you see, God doesn't have that naturally. It's man playing God. And the bottom line is that. And so you see the reality. Dr. Patricia McBean, a PhD in nutrition who received her doctorate in nutrition from the exact same source I did in Germany. The nutritional study of the terrain theory. That's Dr. Patricia McBean. But she was a young teenager during the 1918 pandemic. She wrote a book in this before I was even born, folks. I have a copy of it in my library. Dr. McBean's poison needle lays that out exactly what I'm talking about here, and it's found again in the pages of the book Virus Mania. And let me just paraphrase what Dr. McBean says. Her father was a medical doctor in a major city, of America when these people were dying like flies. He went around and did what he could to heal the body by cleansing out the body through homeopathic natural solutions. And he was quite successful, but the medical establishment that worked with chemicals was very unsuccessful. Dr. McBean declares, she said, he kept detailed records. Her father kept detailed records. The people that became sick and died were all the ones that had been vaccinated earlier in 1918. Now, follow this. The Rockefeller Labs, the Rockefeller Institute, was doing its best to convince the world that vaccines are effective and the science of the future, the wave of the future. The white coats of science are the new priesthood. The Rockefellers have always promoted that. Okay, don't rely on God and a pastor and naturopathy. No. Science is the answer. And so, starting in the summer of 1918, they announced a vaccine for typhus fever. It was the huge new cutting thing. Because, see, during the Great War, it was documented that more soldiers on both sides, German and Allies, most of them were dying from typhus fever, from other diseases, from the trench warfare, the fleas, the biting bugs, they were vermin infested, rat infested, absolute terrible sanitation in those trenches. Typhus fever and cholera killed more than mustard gas did. And so they knew, the powers that be knew that the war was ending soon. The Kaiser was licked, and it was going to, all of these doughboys and GIs would be coming back from the trenches. And so they had to prepare the populations of the UK, Canada, even Germany. See, the Rockefeller is an equal opportunity scientist. He'll send these poison needles everywhere. And so they did. Mass disinformation, lies being spread. And again, waving the American flag of patriotism, protect yourself against the ravages of disease from all these people coming back from the trenches of France. That's how it was sold. Became, again, radio was just fledgling, and the newspapers and handbills were massive. Do your American duty. Do your patriotic duty. Protect yourselves and your loved ones from all these diseases. They'll be coming back from the trenches of the Great War. That's how it was sold, folks. Most people were ordered in the public sector to get the protection of the Rockefeller vaccine needle. And like I said before the break, according to Dr. McBean, and of course this is documented in the pages of Chapter 7 of Virus Mania, most American adults and even children received as many as 24 injections, inoculations, between the summer months of 1918 until the armistice ended on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of November. And it's this that caused the massive deaths. This is the only conclusion that Dr. Rosenau could come up with. Obviously, it's not being spread. And we're talking not just the 1918 pandemic influenza, but all influenza, because the Pfeiffer's bacillus is well known as the influenza causing it's taken from the mucous membranes and sputum of victims. It is what it is. And folks, so you see, what Dr. Rosenau proved is that the germ theory, as prescribed by Big Pharma, which are Rockefeller big manufacturing concerns, not only Rockefeller, but IG Farben and Bayer, right? This is where it all began. And the lies are simply that they're not telling the full truth about the medical record. They want people to believe that you catch these things. They're spread by contact. It's not true. You cannot catch them. You must have them injected into you. All right? Folks, it's in the medical record. Smallpox was not caught by infected blankets. It's not, there's no virus causing. No, smallpox in the medical record, according to Dr. Campbell out of Texas, his conclusive series of experiments became the norm. Smallpox is caused by the bite of a bed bug. And these bed bugs infected blankets. The eggs of the bed bugs were submicroscopic. They in the wool of blankets. Wasn't a virus. It's bed bugs that hatch and leave bites and cause smallpox. So there's no need to be vaccinated for smallpox, you see. It's all about bed bugs, about sanitation, about the terrain once again. Folks, you can't get West Nile virus from having somebody cough on you that has West Nile virus shown in their blood, isolated in their blood. You have to have a mosquito bite you, inject it, and that's how it spreads. Dr. Rosenau proved all that. I mean, it's just in, again, the record. It's truth. It is pure science. What you're getting from Fauci and the rest of these miscreants and the epidemiologists, the health departments, is lies. They may be innocent they may just be ignorant. They may be well-meaning, but they are still not fully aware of the truth. And it's up to us, we the people, to let them know. You know, these are our fellow citizens, the governors, the epidemiologists. They're people too. They're just wrong. They're ignorant. They don't know the truth. The truth has not set them free. That's what my whole presentation was on Saturday, folks. Now here we are, doomed to repeat the problems of 1918. The poison needles are coming around, and people are lining up like crazy. It makes me cry. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, in my quiet moments, and I see the 100 million Americans so blindly walking in. The marvelous Marvin Hagler was one of my heroes. I love watching him box. I love that. I've loved his epic battles with with Thomas Hitman Hearns. And, man, this massive jaw of iron, he could take the best punch of Leonard Hitman and keep coming and throw his own. This man that could take the best punch was knocked out and killed by a little jab. A jab, a little poison needle, killed marvelous Marvin Hagler. Hammer and Hank Aaron, my hero, also Boyd hero. Wow. I loved watching Hammer and Hank and doing what he did. You know, as a black man, a proud black man, wonderful. He did more to erase race barriers than anybody that I know of. He takes the jab and he's dead. And the media is complicit by not pointing out the problems. The establishment doesn't want to stop the gravy train of billions of dollars. Folks, this is wrong. America and our very republic is under attack like it's never been before. This poison needle, folks, is designed to cause just as much death and destruction as what happened in 1918. The problem is you won't see it for 6 months to a year, but you will see it. There is, again, I've warned people as best I can about the Deagle Incorporated's 2016 projections that came out showing what the world will look like in 2015. Again, Deagle Incorporated brings all the information from the World Health Organization, the International Monetary Fund, CIA, MI6, all of the, I mean, this Deagle has never been wrong in their 10-year projections. They never have been. They're accurate. And yet people don't want to realize why they're right. In 2016, when they came out and said, well, of the 321 million Americans, by 2025, they said there'll be 61 million left standing. That's 80% loss of life in America. And the UK, similar numbers. Canada, massive loss of life. Our allies of NATO, France, Israel, all of our allies, massive loss of life. Who doesn't have loss of life in the Deagle projections? The People's Republic of China doesn't have it. Their 1.3 billion people is pretty much the same. Japan doesn't have much. The Asian cultures, the Indonesians, the Muslim nations, Russia, Indonesia, Muslim nations, Turkey. No, they don't have any loss. It's only the white Christian nations that are seeing this massive loss of life, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you how it's being done. We don't have time to mess around as Americans. 1 million Americans are getting the shot every day, blindly, ignorantly. We don't have time to mess around, folks. If blind Beijing Joe, complicit Kamala, see, who is Dr. Tedros of the World Health Organization? Who is he, folks? He comes from Ethiopia, the Tigray, People's Liberation Front. He is an absolute card-carrying, absolute terrorist, folks. And he has one agenda that he follows, and that's the communist destruction of Christianity. That's the reality of Dr. Tedros and the World Health Organization. Who do you think declared this nonsensical pandemic? Who set the stage for this poison needle? Dr. Tedros. It's all orchestrated by these godless communists. You see, they don't need to nuke us. That's scorched earth, you see. For those of you who have ears to hear and have a spirit that loves freedom, turn to your Bibles. Turn to Revelation chapter 9, starting with verse 3, and read about it. Read about the locusts from the bottomless pit that come out in smoke. What smoke? Hey, every one of these vaccines, so-called, has to be packed in dry ice. It has to be kept at -50 degrees centigrade, folks. And they're packed in massive amounts of dry ice. When they're shipped by refrigerated boxcars, they come out, the dry ice leaves huge, huge clouds of smoke. John the Revelator saw our day, saw this. He had nothing to describe it. He didn't see it. It was just, wow, very, very, very smoky. What is smoky? He said this Tales of Scorpions is what it says. It's Tales of Scorpio. The Greek word is Scorpio. And the Strong's Concordance, Scorpio simply means a needle filled with poison. And John the Revelator tells us, those who have ears to hear will understand this, that this is power is given as a scorpion afflicts man when it stings him. It injects poison through a needle into the body. And this power, John the Revelator tells us, is to afflict man for 5 months. Isn't that interesting? It's exactly what Pfizer and BioNTech and Moderna say in their flyers. This takes 5 months to alter the gene enough to provide the immunity. It takes 5 months for it to work. Just 5 months. Folks, our first providers have been blindly forced to take this. Our doctors, our nurses, our ambulances, our firemen, all of it. And now, the military. What good is an army that's sick with an AIDS-like problem? What good? What good is an aircraft carrier with the most amazing technology and firepower and jets? What good is it if the pilots are too sick to fly it? What good is it if Americans, if 80% of them are dropping dead, as Deagle projects, by 2025? The communist Chinese won't have to come in and fire a shot. They'll just walk in to help bury the dead, folks. Chairman Xi Jinping made it clear, absolutely no way he's bringing any mRNA vaccines into China. He won't do it. Because he knows. Vladimir Putin. Oh, we have our own vaccine. Thank you very much. What is that? What is his vaccine? Probably saline solution, folks. Totally harmless. Totally innocuous. People just have to believe that it's going to do something, you see. It doesn't have to really cause any problems. What about all these really people like Mormon Church President Russell Nelson and these other high-level people like Benjamin Netanyahu? They're probably getting saline solutions injected, too. I would bet. See, it's for the people to believe a lie. The prophet Hosea in the Old Testament, Hosea 4, verse 6, summed it up best. My people perish, he lamented. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And it's so true now. If you don't know the truth, if you don't know the history, if you don't know the facts of how the human body actually works with the train theory, you're going to be absolutely run by fear. And the fear is the unknown, you see. Let me just give you a quote to think about. This was, I got a standing ovation from this quote because I have a graphic and I put it out there. I said, you know what the biggest fear is among the American people and Christians as a whole body across the world? The biggest fear, according to the Pew Institute, is fear of what other people think of you. I'm afraid that somebody might not like the suit I'm wearing. They might not like what I have to say. I'm going to not say it. I'm afraid of what people think about me. That's the greatest fear. That's the most incredibly binding fear of all. Fear of what other people think about you. Here's the quote. Once you realize and you're armed with the truth, you no longer care what people think because you know the truth because Jesus Christ is the truth. You know him. You know the truth. The truth will set you free. And as free, you don't care any longer what other people think about what you say because you are secure in the knowledge of the truth. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he will testify to you that you know the truth. You don't care anymore. So at that point, guess what happens? You no longer become a sheep. No. You're transformed from a sheep who fears, who's fearful and worried about what other people think of you, you're transformed into a lion. And now out of your mouth doesn't come, you come a roar. You're a roaring lion, and that roar is the roar of freedom, folks. It's that roar of freedom that founded this country to begin with. It's the roar of the 3 to 5% patriots who love freedom above self, the Patrick Henrys of the world. I care not what others think, but as for me, it's liberty or death. That's the roar of a lion. And you know what? We've got a hell of a lot of hyenas barking around us. The pride of lions aren't afraid of these yapping hyenas, the ferret-faced Faucis of the world. These are hyenas, ladies and gentlemen. And the roar of a lion will cause that hyena to run away every time and twice on Sunday. That's my message for you today. I'm screaming with you at the roar of the lion. I have the truth. I've exposed the truth. I'm passionate about it. I love this country. As I said before, I am not ashamed to be a Christian nationalist. I'm proud that I am a Christian nationalist. You hyenas, your culture, your cancel culture nonsense, go take your bottle of booze and your cocaine snorting. Do it someplace else. I'm tired of listening to you. America is great because America is good. We're the citadel of goodness because we are a Christian nation. We believe the King James Bible and the New Testament as being divine, as a pattern for government. That's what it's all about, folks. This is what Joyce Riley is all about. That's what our officers and our people in uniform is all about. At least it should be. Now, take a break. We'll come out and wrap it up later, folks. Thanks for listening. This is the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Ruot. Be right back.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.